I shall keep you here in the electrons of my mind, the swirling passages of these unending nerve ends. I will be the bristling brush on the flesh of a rapid red fox, the squaring of roots drowning in complex mathematics, the astrolunacy of a blinking boffin's crazed chalk jottings scratched frantically on a worn-out university blackboard. I would be a fascist treading in the shine of marching jackboots towards the blinding, zealous pursuit of your affection. The deepest diver plunging for shellfish in dangerous waters. The oxygen-breathing spaceman sucked into the inky darkness of twinkling night in the want of the unknown knowledge of you. I should be the unfettered wild horse galloping far and wide towards you, towards the savage and the need beyond exhaustion. I would bomb the plain English society in search of obscure words to cover you. Plundering rich language, I would describe abundantly. I would forfeit rich chocolate and red wine to taste you instead. Sleep on stones of fire nightly for a chance to lie next to you with my flame burning brightly. I will illuminate you in my heat.
She wants my time, but not in rows of measures or in the control of mathematics, but in the hidden measurements of being together or feeling without addition or subtraction. Having someone's space and time is all that can be truly given freely. When we adjust, so time does. As we shift to the warmth of company, for which it is what can be said for these moments of value to be understood as precious. We control time and divide it into two, an equal share for both of us as we become living geometry and curve around each other's cogent and form.
Our artillery is mostly muffled as we take aim in gentle waves. The shells are filled with wit, sprinkled with sarcasm for fun. We practice low-level conflict and fire incendiaries at each other that we easily dust ourselves off from. Our warfare is an arena of foolishness and stupidity. We try to gain ground from inert cannons and friendly fire. We charge like fickle soldiers who really don't want to fight. We say, make love, not war. We find an armistice is agreed on as I cook and you do the washing.
I can't bear to look at you. You can't bear to look at me. We have gone beyond the caring point. When once our eyes might have met, have connected in myriad ways, have known totally without knowing, we pass by on our distracted paths, our skin now wrinkled, our energy depleted. Yet just occasionally, in a single glance, we harmonize a world of experiences and could begin again, in rushes of new expectations. But we hurry on, enslaved by our minds, too scared to risk, perhaps too old.
I snatch moments alone when you've gone, back in the fast train, slowly. My mind wants to return to the same track, but I go back to places of inconsistency, of mathematical uncertainty, of self-recognition, and the production of my art. I smell you strongly on my fingers like a band. The phantom jewel of our encounter remains forceful, feminine, as if your shape and form could be conjured by a wave of this hand like a magician's spell. I drink coffee, and there you are as I sit. I put cigarettes in my mouth, and you brush my lips with your scent, the memory of your senses. I touch another woman, still you remain and mingle. I shower and you fall off, washed away, rinsed out. But still you are very present in the here and now.